I guess this is more like how you imagine the season being the last couple of weeks.
Yes. I mean, you know, we have a full roster for the first time, and it's, you know, getting Huberdeau back and Bjugstad back and Jokinen back and Petrovic, and also having a healthy Barkov makes a big difference.
The other part, you made a lot of changes on D in the offseason, maybe more than people realize as far as a bit of a makeover goes. That take a bit of time as well?
It certainly has, just getting the right combinations. And, you know, losing Petrovic, that kind of is back a little bit because of his size and his ability, and he was really playing well. And he and Pesek were making a really good team together. And losing him, we kind of just we tried different combinations. And we're still young back there with Ekblad and Matheson and Petrovic. So, and then you add a different dimension with Demers and Yandle, the more offensive guys. And it's taken a little while for them to gel as well. But now they're all starting to come together and play the system that Tom wants them to play.
And has it been a case, Dale, of Ekblad finding his game?
You know, he came back from the World Cup and, you know, was dinged up and, you know, had was concussed and took him a while, you know, and I think he tried to get bigger, stronger this off season, and I think he got a little too big probably. And then the fact that he was set back with the concussion after the World Cup, I mean, he was great in the World Cup before he got hurt. But now he's back and he's quicker and lighter and playing with more energy and enthusiasm and feeling healthy.
Yeah, that was my problem too. In the summers, I always got too big.
But different way,
getting bigger.
But Dale, you look at that top line. You've got your two big boys back playing with the old man, collecting points. You know, what is it about the chemistry with these three players together right now?
It's so much fun to watch. I mean, they had a shift in L.A. the other night with about 4 minutes to go in the third. They just had the puck for about a minute and 20 seconds in their end. You know, just like they just have a feel for each other and where they're supposed to be, and how they just can use their big bodies and they just feed off of each other and they know where they're going to be. And it's really a rhythm that they have developed. And it's special to see. And I'm just amazed at Yags at like in the third period of a back-to-back, our third game in four nights on the road, after being on the road for a week plus before that, he was just flying in the third period. It's just amazing how he can focus and get himself motivated to play that hard in a schedule that was a difficult schedule.
Dale, you heard it. We were discussing, and Colby was talking, the Boston situation. You know, teams have made coaching changes for different reasons. In your case, I mean, Tom Rowe's a guy that was, well, acting as general manager, coached the American Hockey League team. So a guy that was known to the team, unlike a guy coming from the outside, say like Claude Julien is in Montreal. So what's been the difference, like the things you wanted to get in making the coaching change, and what and how have they been realized?
Well, Tom's an old school guy. I mean, he's adding, and he adds the analytics to it, and you know, just hard work and practice, and you know, making them accountable, and also getting all our players back in the right spots. You know, it's been difficult to go every night with a patchwork lineup. So, combination of all those things, and it's working. So, you know, everybody's happy, everybody's working hard, everybody's focused. And, you know, we still have a long way to go. We've got a tough schedule. You know, we play tonight, end of game five of this trip, and then we play Wednesday, Friday, Sunday at home. So, it's, you know, we had a long time off. We played three games in almost 2 weeks, and now we've got a game every other day. And, you know, we've got to stay healthy and focused, and hopefully we can keep it, maintain this.
Talking about the schedule, Dale, there's been a lot of conversation around the league. What are your thoughts on the 5-day breaks?
Well, for us, the timing of it, you know, I mean, it was a 3-day. It's kind of helped our, you know, Jokinen was hurt and helped our injury situation. But I don't think that we should be having some teams having it in March and some teams having it end of February and some teams having it in late December or January, whatever it is. I mean, it's I don't think it has to be. If we do have it, it has to be more evenly balanced. So that's the one concern I have.
Looking at your goaltending, Dale, you know, Luongo with 37 games played, Reimer with 24. you know, both carrying a pretty good load, obviously. Is this the way it's going to be kind of down the stretch here? Are we going to see one guy take over?
I think they're both
big time, or are we going to see shared?
Well, that's a good question. You know, that's right now we're confident in both of them. And I think it's a good thing that they're not going to be worn out. And I think it's going to help us because, you know, as we all know, Louis's been carrying the load for most of the time. And I think he's starting to feel fresher and this break and then not having to play every game and back-to-backs. The two of them have started to play well. And I think it's a good situation for us that we can trust both of them going down the stretch here in the remaining 25 games.
Dale Tallon, general manager of the Florida Panthers, joining Gord Stella, Colby Armstrong, Scott Morrison, Hockey Central at noon. They play the St. Louis Blues. You guys are part of it tonight, 8 p.m. Eastern time on Sportsnet. That we'll have that game. And, regarding the trade deadline, I mean, I don't know how you characterize yourself and not. You made a few moves last year. Whether there is a kind of, I don't say urgency, but a keenness, or do you just want to get healthy and maybe not so keen? How would you characterize your interest?
Well, if we have a good week, we're going to probably stay maintained, and then look and see what's available. We're not going to give up much off our roster to chase something. We do have some picks and prospects, but we're not going to see many changes on our roster. So if it's a deal there that's a short-term kind of quick fix thing, we might look at that as well. But obviously we prefer to be buying, and I think that's what's going to happen. And if we maintain our play, the next four games, we'll see what's available there to help our power play, something like that. But it's got to be a short-term thing because, we have good young players coming in our system. But we don't want to block them either. So that's what we're looking at, something just to give us a spark if we need to.
With an expansion draft on the horizon, Dale, is that going to impact this deadline day? Do you think?
It looks like it might. I mean, I know the conversations have been pretty quiet and not a lot going on in any conversation that we've had with other clubs. It's always based, well, do we bring in a guy and then we have to leave someone else unprotected, depending on the contract and the term that you bring in. So I think it'll have some impact, but I don't think it'll be greatly affected.
A real important question. You guys did the California trip, swept it for the first time in franchise history. Did you make the trip with the team? I know I golfed with you. I golfed with you years ago in a Mario Lemieux charity. How are you hitting the ball still? Are you still hitting it pretty good?
Yeah, I'm still, that's the one thing I do fairly well at this age. I still do that. That's about the only thing I do well. But I'm still, I'm still keen. I like to practice and I like to technically work at it and change equipment and all that stuff. It's kind of a hobby of mine. And so, I don't play as much as I used to, but I might practice a little bit more once in a while because there's less time to do it. But I'm still keen. I watch the tour and I watch tournaments. And in the summer, I try to play a few competitive events and senior AM, senior open, that kind of stuff. But right now I'm focused on, getting us to the playoffs. That's all I care about.
You're a good golfer, though. Well, you're a heck of a golfer. My first good golfer I ever golfed with.
Yeah, in all seriousness, Dale, of course, was the second overall pick way back when after Gilbert Perreault. I mean, if you hadn't gone into hockey, what might you have tried with golf? I mean, you're a little modest about how good...
I was going that direction. If it wasn't hockey, it was golf. I mean, that was my other passion, and I won the Canadian Junior in 69, and I got drafted by the Canucks, and I played the Canadian Tour in the off season a few years and had some fun doing that. But yeah, definitely that's something I would have done if it hadn't been for hockey. But hockey was always my first love.
Would your broadcast partner during your brief time in Toronto, Ron Hewitt, be your caddy?
He'd be my convener. He knew all the top restaurants. I knew how to get the best deals at every golf course.
That's true. Well, I know you got to get set for the game. Now, President's Day, what do you do on President's Day? Are you talking about Martin Van Buren or James Garfield or something? What do you do?
Don't change anything. I just try to avoid that crap.
Okay. That's blood. Yeah, it's probably not a bad way to go nowadays as far as it goes. Anyway, like we said, we're looking forward to your game tonight on Sportsnet. Thanks as always.
Good luck,
all the best
Dale.
The rest of the way, Dale.
Thank you very much. It's always a pleasure. Take care.